morning. This is Dr. John Hunt for Pet Sounds. I'd like to share answers with you to common questions I get from pet owners. I hope the questions are ones you may have wondered about, and my answers are informative and entertaining. I will include funny stories or anecdotes from time to time. What kinds of pet identification methods are available? Recovering your lost or stolen dog is made easier if your pet wears proper identification. Dog licenses or rabies tags attached to the dog's collar are the most common means of identifying the owner of a dog. An animal control officer can match the license tag number with the owner through a town office or contact a veterinary hospital printed on the rabies tag. A number of years ago, I got a phone call from a concerned citizen asking to find the name and address of a lost dog from a rabies tag. And I asked them where they were from, thinking they were from the area, and they were down in Long Island, New York. I was able to give them the name and address. Apparently, those people were visiting in Long Island. But the dog did get to their owner. Many pet owners also attach tags with the dog's name and the owner's name, address, and telephone number. A lost dog may be returned to the owner more quickly when it wears a personal ID tag. People with valuable pets used to use tattooing as a means of permanent identification. The tattoo couldn't be washed off, even if the animal loses its tags. But this has become less common. More commonly now are the use of microchips. Microchips are small, rice-like chips that can be implanted under the skin of a dog or a cat, and the tracking system has become a more efficient nationwide system. The dog owner or cat owner that has a microchip injected into their animal under the skin over the shoulders then registers their pet with this national computer-based organization. So if your pet gets lost anywhere, you can be tracked down. Call your local veterinarian or local dog club for more information on microchips. To minimize the chances of losing your dog, it is best not to let it roam freely or leave it unattended outdoors or in a car. Thank you for listening. This is Dr. John Hunt for Pet Sounds, giving you concise answers to common pet-related questions at WERU. Until next time, enjoy your pet and don't forget to give them a hug.